The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
Angels, all things paranormal. This is Angel Talk.
Well, hello, dear ones, and welcome to this episode of Angel Talk. We are in season two, and this is episode two. And I am Rachel Corpus, Earth Angel, also Angel Communicator, ultra-terrestrial or extraterrestrial communicator, and psychic medium. Yes, I've added something more to my title, I guess. I don't know why we're titled in this 3D world, but you know what? We are, and I'm going to go with it, because if you heard last week's episode, big things are happening in my world, and I am here for it, because why not? This season two brings with it some magical and mystical, I guess not really changes because we're always changing, right? But developments, we'll say developments. As you know, I work with the collective, a team of angels and guides and Native American healers, shamans from both this realm. That means I work with people in this realm, 3D realm, saying hello to me, turn me down, and also the ethereal realm. Angels, guides, ETs. And you know what? We're always expanding our team, always expanding who we work with. And quite recently, I opened up my awareness to other galaxies. Now, how does that sit with you when I say that? Opened up my awareness to other galaxies. Well, I tell you what, I wasn't expecting it. Not at all. Something magical happened, and here we are. And I have the ability now to talk to ultra or extraterrestrials. So that's going to benefit us greatly in this podcast because we have access to more information than we ever had before. Now, it's not going to feel much different. I'll be honest with you. It's going to feel about the same as before, except we have more access to more information. So we'll see how it goes. Today, we are going to start a journey talking about the different clairs, clairvoyance, clairsentience, clairessence, all of the different clairs, because as I grow and talk to you about that growth, the point is I am sharing my growth as a way to awaken your growth. We are growing together. That's the point of this podcast. We grow together. And the angels and the collective tell me that the point is as they share with me, my voice, the resonance of my voice allows the light codes or the potential growth in you to wake up. And you're already waking up, aren't you, darling? Yes, you're already waking up. They are sharing information through my voice, through my vibrational frequency that you are ready for in this moment. Whether you listen to this podcast right now or in 20 years, you are ready for this information right now. It's not a coincidence that you hit play right now, dear one. You're ready for it right now. And so what are you ready for right now? You're ready for a little brush up on the clairs. And today we're going to talk about clairvoyance. But first, I'd like to introduce you to my new editor, Melvin Posadas. I have Melvin's permission to just do a little sharing about him. He is so wonderful. And I'm going to read you his bio. Melvin Posadas is a musician, composer, audio producer, editor, and sound designer. And Spirit brought him to me, to us. He started as a musician in 2002 and began producing music for his band in 2008, creating two albums, a digital release, and did some touring. Melvin does freelance composing, producing royalty-free background music for stock music libraries, and custom music for gaming projects, but currently focuses more on audio services like podcasts. He also works for content creators on social media and YouTube. Well, welcome to the team, Melvin. This is a really great example of when we need something in this three-dimensional space, and we say to our guides, our angels, hello, need a little help here. And we say, come on, show up for us. And they pull the right person right to us. Thank you, guides, because I'm telling you, this person is so gifted and so kind, and I'm so grateful. And in truth, everything we need is already here for us. Everything is provided. Every person we need is already provided. We perhaps have scripted it out before we've come to this place. And when we are born in free will, we've forgotten that we've mapped it out, that all is well. We forget. But when we can center ourselves and say, ah, we're here in this place to learn what we need to learn, all is well, we can rise above the perception of fear, the perception of stress, and realize that the universe has put everything in place for us to live from a place of peace and joy and abundance. Then we know that the universe is here for us, and they're going to put people in place that we need, and people in place that will make us very happy. People like Melvin. So Melvin, thank you. Thank you for being a part of the team. Welcome. So here we go. Claircognizance. What does that mean to you? Quite possibly it's one of your gifts. You are very gifted. Did you know that? You are very gifted. We're starting with claircognizance because it is the gift that you have when you know because you know. You get those psychic nudges, those psychic knowings. You know because you know. People say, wow, how did you know that? How'd you know I was going to call? How'd you know it was me on the phone? Remember when we had landline phones? Maybe you still have one. And it rings and you say, oh, that sounds like my daughter's ring. You pick up the phone. Oh, and it is your daughter. You just know because you know. Claircognizance is clear knowing. Intuitive knowledge. You know because you know. Claircognizance is when you and your overself, your higher self, have clicked in together. You have a clear channel between you and the etheric realm. You need to keep your body healthy, your gut brain healthy in order to click into your claircognizance effectively. You know, you have a brain in your gut, right? So you have to keep your gut healthy. Now, we know that part of our 3D awakening is that we're all moving into our light body. Now, you've heard me talk about this in my personal journey. You might want to listen to season 2, episode 1, because I do refer to this. You know, I've dropped 45 pounds, blah, blah, blah. I'm moving out of my physical body quite a bit, moving into my light body. We're moving into all of us people, all of us to varying degrees. Those of us who have accepted our awakening, our enlightenment journey, we're moving out of our sludgy 3D needs, which is seeking comfort food through fried foods, heavy meats, recognizing where there's pollutants and toxins that maybe our world once told us, you need this, you can't survive without this. Fluorides, for example. We're starting to realize, oh, that is part of this 3D world that was holding us back. We're moving into our light bodies, our bodies that have to stay free and clear so that our channel remains free and clear. So part of your claircognizance is keeping that channel nice and open and bright, filled with light. So how do you keep your gut healthy? You might want to look up high vibrational foods. High vibrational foods will always be fresh and healthy, a good crunch, a nice bright color, blueberries, raspberries, organically grown, no pesticides. Just do a nice Google search for high vibrational foods. Keep your gut healthy. Pay attention to what your body craves. Now, my angels are just correcting me here. We are human, right? So what our body craves might not be high vibrational. Let me roll that back. Look up high vibrational foods. I'm laughing at myself because I don't always crave high vibrational foods. But you got to keep your gut healthy. When your gut is healthy, your body knows what to do. Your body doesn't get in the way. Here's an example. Do you ever utilize a pendulum and feel like you're getting a wrong answer? This could be because your vibrational frequency in your body is low. You're trying to use a pendulum to validate an answer, and your body's getting in the way. Your body's influencing the answer. You want to keep your vibrational frequency high. So with claircognizance, same idea. You want your body to be in alignment with your ethereal body, your etheric body. Claircognizance, we're clicking into our angel body, your spirit body, your ethereal body. So that clear knowing is you functioning as spirit. You know because you know, because you are spirit in a body. And you're clicking into that spirit body because, honey, you are spirit in a body. Here's how you practice. You can set an intention. And let's let this intention be, how about a positive affirmation that you're going to say 2 times a day? Let's make this set an intention, a positive affirmation, something that you want to create a better life for yourself. And we are going to lean into our claircognizance to create something better for ourselves. Now, often claircognizance functions in our life when we don't expect it. Like I use the example of the phone ringing and you know who it is. Or you think of someone several times and then they appear in your life. Wow, you're so magical. But think about how you can utilize claircognizance to actually be proactive in your life. What if you used your claircognizance to build something in your life? What if you used it to manifest? Okay, now we're talking. What would you like to manifest in your life? How about peace? Could your positive affirmation be, I am peace? Could you say that 2 times a day? How would you write that? Let's set the intention. I am worthy of peace. I am peace. Could you write that on a piece of paper and post that someplace in your home where you'll see it 2 times a day? Do you utilize your phone a lot? Are you on the computer? Do you drive a lot? Where is it reasonable for you to place that piece of paper? Where do you need to maybe put that on your phone? Is it your lock screen? Do you need to set an alarm so that goes off during the day? Set an intention 2 times a day. Why? Well, because you're human and you have a brain, an intention needs to be said at least 2 times a day. So claircognizance, we're going to set an intention. We're going to say it 2 times a day. And we're going to use that knowing, that clear knowing, to set a rhythm. We're going to use it. We're going to be proactive. And what does that do? It creates peace. Often claircognizance comes to us and we didn't even know we did it. It just happens. But this builds the muscle of utilizing claircognizance on purpose. Those of you who love to spend time reading for others, of course, with permission, this will help you build that muscle. So when you're sitting with people, you can on purpose call in information about them. Of course, this is with consent. We would never do this without their consent. But this will help build that muscle. So claircognizance, clear knowing, helps us right away pull in the information we need to know about someone else to help them on their journey. Here's another way you can practice claircognizance. Excuse me, I'm going to put my piece of paper down. You can hit record on your phone and just begin speaking, stream of consciousness talking. Allow your spirit to speak through your body. Allow your voice box to be the channel. There's a lot in there. Do you know that's what I'm doing right now? I just said, excuse me, let me put down my piece of paper. And when I did that, I allowed myself just to be the channel. There's nothing in front of me right now. I'm just channeling. This is stream of consciousness. I'm claircognizance, you and me. This is a beautiful way to practice claircognizance, clear knowing. Yeah, we have to be a little brave, right? But go ahead and trust. What's the worst that can happen? Here's another way you can practice. Same idea, but with a pen and paper, automatic writing. Let your body be soft. Choose a pen or pencil that writes really well. Let your gaze go soft or even close your eyes and just write. You're letting your ethereal body, your overself, or your collective, your angels, write through you. Just as they were just speaking through you, you can shift it and let them write through you. Remember, all of these will work best if your gut is healthy. And here's another idea. Vibrational frequency matters. Have you ever tried to check in with spirit or channel and you just can't do it? Have you ever noticed on those days you might not feel very good? Have you ever tried to check in with spirit when you're angry? Doesn't really work very well, does it? That's because your vibrational frequency could be, or very likely is, very low. Think about who you're checking into or in with when you are channeling. You're checking in with the etheric quantum realm. And that vibrational frequency, friends, is very, very high. If you want to call this heaven, you can. Heaven, also Hebrew for enlightenment, expansion. Think about expansion, enlightenment, love. What could be the vibrational frequency of love? Oh, you could imagine that as high or fast. You could put it in visual terms, a hummingbird. How fast does a hummingbird fly? How fast does a hummingbird's wings move? And could you turn that up 10 notches? Pretty fast. Now your vibrational frequency, love, has to match that. You have to feel, or at least try to feel, peaceful and good. Now, we're human. This is a challenge. It can be. And we're not trying to feel happy, because happy is fleeting. I hear the collective and the angels say, what we ask you to do when you're channeling is find peace. Find peace. Find your center. Find mindfulness. Ask the 3D world to find pause. Put pause on the 3D world. Find mindfulness, be present in the moment, not the past, not the future, and find peace. And in that peace, allow joy to come through and love. If you can feel love for yourself, drop judgment, and let love come in, you will find that your vibrational frequency starts to flutter like the hummingbird, turned up times 10. And when your vibrational frequency starts to move, starts to dance, then you will start to match the etheric realm. And then the answers start to come. But if you're feeling sluggish and muddy, it's awfully hard to meet the vibrational frequency of the etheric realm. It's a mismatch. That's also why, friends, sometimes we feel an attachment to the darker side. If we're feeling slummy, or if we're feeling dark, we can sometimes attract something dark. It is a match. We will never attract something dark if we keep peace and love in our heart. If we surround ourselves in light, that dark stuff will just bounce off of us. We are Mr. Clean, right? It's pretty simple. And from a physical standpoint, if we keep ourselves healthy with good food, high vibrational food, we stay physically healthy and spiritually healthy. It's all wrapped up into one. We're starting with claircognizance because it's one of the core gifts. It's clear knowing. I'd like to share a message from the collective now, if you're ready. So I would invite you to put a sweet smile on your face. If you feel like it, you know what? Be you. If you had a bad day, you can be a grumpy frump, whatever you want. I love you either way. But do prepare your body. Last week, they did a very specific download called a light code download, and I didn't know what that was going to sound like. I had done one before in a session, and I knew it might be numbers, and it was, and a couple of sounds, and I just go with it. And as it's coming out of my mouth, I'm like, okay, this is weird. Today, I don't know what it's going to be like, but I think it might be words. So they're asking you to put a smile on your face if you feel like it. Pay attention to your breath. Get cozy in your chair. And we're just going to hear some words from the collective. And they are all happy, holy, loving beings who are here for you. And I got my paper back in my hand. I'm just looking over my notes to see if I missed anything before I shut the book. No, I don't think I did. All right, here we go. Are you ready, everyone? All right, here we go. A message from the collective. Dear ones, we hope that you know, as we ask Rachel to describe these gifts coming to you in sounds and letters and words, that you are made with these gifts. They are silly, really, in comparison to what you have within you. They are mere tools that you can draw upon. We do not wish for them to limit you. We wish for them to empower you, to embolden you. Play with them. They are mere playthings. Have fun with them. You are greater than these things. You are greater than this dimension. Play with this dimension. Have fun here. It is time now to look at the drama. It is time now to look at the hardships. Pull away from them and look at them with an eagle's eye view. Disassociate from the pain and begin to integrate all that you have learned into your spirit center. The trauma you have experienced is now done. It's time to integrate that trauma into love. The love is returning to you, dear one. The love is returning. Integrate the love. The messages you receive today, but this message and all messages we give to you through Rachel and the wind and the sun and through other people, let every message of love integrate the trauma you have experienced. Let it transmute the hardship and turn it into golden light. You, beloved, are magnificent and you are destined for great things. Let it be so. End of message. Friends, if you'd like to meet with me for a class, I am teaching a class called Manifesting Abundance 101 on Zoom, January 11th, 18th, and 25th from 6 to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. And you can learn more about that on my website, rachelcorpus.com. And I will be adding some other classes as well, some one-day workshops on Zoom here and there. So watch the website. I'll be adding those soon. If you'd like to learn more about me or get in touch, you can find me on Facebook, The Angel Counselor, or Angel Talk with Rachel. And of course, you can download the free app on Mind Body Spirit FM for your Android or Apple device. And there's lots of great podcasts on this network, y'all. So I hope you can find them. And remember, oh my gosh, remember, I hope you can feel it, that you are so loved. And I love you. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Angel Talk with Rachel Corpus. To learn more or to contact Rachel, visit rachelcorpus.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Stephen Farber, and I am an author, teacher, psychotherapist, and shamanic practitioner. On my podcast, Healing for Your Soul, I welcome some amazing guests and introduce you to some healing techniques like earth magic, working with nature and animals, and really getting to the heart of what is keeping you stuck. I want to help you deepen your spirituality and let go of blocks that are holding you back. Let me help you in this journey called life. Part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network, subscribe and follow wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.